tweet at Today SOR.
Now, the latest from the government briefing at government buildings is that bus and train timetables will be scaled back next week to 80% capacity due to reduced demand. Liz Canavan, Assistant Secretary at the Department of the Taoiseach, told the briefing this morning that Éireann Rothéireann will operate a reduced schedule from Monday, while Dublin Bus and Go Ahead will scale back from Wednesday. She said the volume of vehicles will take account of the need for distancing between passengers. And she said as well there had been an unprecedented demand for income supports since March the 13th, and the level of demand amounted to 10 months of the usual number of claims in just 10 days. And she said revenue, and this is something we discussed on the programme yesterday, revenue had issued detailed guidance on eligibility for the temporary wage subsidy, that subsidy scheme, and she insisted the declaration by the employer on applications was not a declaration of insolvency. Now, time for our Friday gathering on the big story or stories of the week. On the line are Brenda Parr, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and Sunday Times. In studio, Ona Brin, Sinn Féin housing spokesman from our Limerick studio. We are joined by Kieran O'Donnell, Fine Gael TD for Limerick City. And also on the line, Katie Hannan, RT journalist and presenter. On government formation, Kieran O'Donnell, obviously the entire focus at the moment in politics is dealing with the virus, but it looks like we won't have an effective parliament available to serve the people from about next Monday or thereabouts. How soon do you think we can see a stable government in place?
I'd hope that we'd see it reasonably quickly, but I think you said earlier, the key focus is about dealing with this coronavirus, which is a deadly virus. But certainly, I think any government that's put in place, and discussions are ongoing with Fianna Fáil, any government that's put in place must have the numbers to deal effectively with putting legislation through, and we will have to make very difficult decisions over the next year or so. So I think it's hugely important that between ourselves and Fianna Fáil, we do not have sufficient numbers for that. So obviously we're available for discussions with other parties.
But there is one caveat there. There's one party you won't discuss with.
Well, I got elected as a TD in a mandate to not go into government with Sinn Féin, and I think our policies are incompatible. Sinn Féin had the last 8 weeks or so to look at forming a government. That hasn't happened. I think we now have moved into a situation where, for us as a party, and in terms of just doing the responsible thing, we need to put a government in place. But that government must be solid. It must be able to take those difficult decisions. As you well know, Sean, politics is about numbers. So we need at least, upwards of 10 above what Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have collectively to ensure we can put such a government in place. And discussions are ongoing. I would hope
indeed
there's no reason the government wouldn't be in place over the next number of weeks.
Katie Hannan, fiendishly difficult was how Stephen Collins characterised in his column today in the Irish Times the challenge of putting a government together at this time. How is it going to be done in your view?
Yeah, fiendishly difficult is a good description of the situation we find ourselves in. As Kieran was saying there, we're looking at 72 if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael manage to do what would have been seen as almost impossible a few weeks ago and hammer out a deal to go in to coalition together. But then we're looking for at least 10, if not more, to come into that arrangement with them. What made it more difficult this week, of course, was that the Green Party once again reiterated their view that they would not want to be part of this arrangement, that the only arrangement they would be prepared to discuss is a national unity government, which hasn't found much favour with any of the other main parties. After that, you're looking at the independents. There are possibly 10 to 12 independents that might be persuaded to come in on board. Now, there might be difficulties there. You might say if you get Dennis Nocton on board, would Michael Fitzmaurice be prepared to enter into that if there are other arrangements that might prove difficult. But I think really a lot of the focus next week will be on Labour, because Labour originally Brendan Howland after the election said that Labour were going to retreat and go into opposition, and that was the view of the party. Since then, of course, we've had the leadership campaign. That will be sorted on Friday. Whoever emerges from that, Alan Kelly or Éan or Reardon, will certainly be approached again to reconsider their position. And I think both of them were asked about this during the campaign, and they both indicated that they would obviously be open to discussing it, but that they were looking at a very, very difficult proposition to put through their parliamentary party or their indeed their party as a whole. But that's really where the game is at. If the Greens are really serious about this, and if we take them at their word, they really are seriously not going to involve themselves in this. Really, the only other hope for a kind of a stable, solid block of votes is now seen to be the Labour Party, because I think the Soc Dems, having already ruled themselves out, are not considered to be winnable back again into the game.
Eoghan Bryn, would Sinn Féin contemplate the idea of working with not just one of the two other parties, but with both of them, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Well, politics in the first instance is about people, not about numbers. And the big fear that many voters are expressing to me when I'm going around the constituency or talking to people is, would a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government have the political backbone, for example, to tackle the banks and the insurance companies in terms of how they're responding to people in the current crisis, let alone the other side of it? Would those parties have the ability to put together the kind of recovery package we're going to need on the other side of this medical emergency? Now, we've said from the very start, we are open to talking to all parties. We said it during the election campaign. We've said it since. But if anybody thinks an unstable Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael administration with a weak mandate propped up by some gene pool independents is what we need at this point, I think they're sorely mistaken. Because, first of all, we want to actively work with all of the other political parties in the Oireachtas now to tackle the coronavirus and all of the measures that need to be taken around that. But as we come through that, we are going to need a different kind of government. And that's why we're still focused on trying to work with other pro-change parties to form a strong alliance. And in the first instance, it shouldn't be about the numbers. In the first instance, it should be, what is such a government going to do? Because it's only then, I think, people will say, OK, well, can they support that or can they not? So will we talk to other parties? Absolutely. But it's about the kinds of policies that need to be introduced, not only to get us through this very difficult immediate crisis, to have the kind of fiscal response and investment policies after the crisis.
Yeah, but you saw the kind of dramatic legislation that went through, I won't say on the nod, but very rapidly in the course of 12 hours yesterday. And legislation that would have been unthinkable 6 weeks ago.
And here's the problem. I would have much preferred if, for example, Eoghan Murphy had called in all the opposition spokespeople 3 weeks ago when we asked him to involve us directly in the development of that legislation, because there are some really welcome measures in it, no doubt, but there are also many, many gaps, and we're going to now need another round of legislation, and of course, because of the reality with the Seanad, that's very difficult to progress. So if people are serious about tackling the immediate crisis, we need stronger cross-party cooperation involving all of the opposition. But beyond that, we need a different kind of government to deliver different kind of policies, so we don't make the same kind of mistakes as we did coming out of the last recession by heaping the cost of the economic crisis on workers and families, and instead a much more ambitious fiscal response, you know, as we get into the autumn.
Right. Brenda Power, do you think it will remain out of the question or beyond the pale for Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil to work with Sinn Féin?
Just listening to Eoghan speaking there, I don't know who he's been talking to, Sean, but because I do not sense any huge clamour for a government of a ragbag coalition of Sinn Féin and left-wing parties based on the experience of untried first-time TDs and whoever else they can get together to support them for a post-COVID 19 administration, frankly. I think there's a lot more enthusiasm and support for the current caretaker administration than there is for any alternative at the moment. What baffles me, and I think is puzzling a lot of people, is what the Green Party think they're at the moment. They are the only ones in a position to bolster the two main parties in the kind of size of an administration that would be required for any kind of stability. There has never been a better opportunity or more of a showcase, if you like, for the success of green policies. We've been told for years that if we could cut down our carbon emissions, if we could cut down our use of fast fashions or whatever, you would see an immediate benefit to the environment. And there it is. You know, the canals of Venice are clear. The dolphins are back out on the shores of Barcelona. Chinese cities that have never before been seen from satellites are suddenly visible. If ever there was a time when you could actually have a chance of enforcing and getting support for a green agenda, this is it. I really don't know. I saw a quote from I think one of the Fianna Fáil negotiating team a few weeks ago before any of this kicked off, and you know they're treating these negotiations as if it was a sort of a thesis or a college project. They're going to talk us to death. You know, it really, I think there will be a reckoning for the Green Party out of all the political spectrum if they don't get their act together and start seriously taking the mandate that they have been given seriously.
But the problem, I suppose, at one level, Kieran O'Donnell, yeah, is that the Greens' policies, they're way to the left of Sinn Féin in certain respects, and certainly Irish agriculture wouldn't look anything like as healthy as it does now were their policies to be implemented. At least that's one argument that's being put forward.
I think in terms of the Green agenda, all parties are working in that direction. And I think, you know, what's happened in the last number of weeks is unprecedented. We've had to bring through emergency both legislation and the health grounds in terms of dealing with the coronavirus, economic measures to deal with the economic impact of that in terms of people's livelihoods and businesses. So really, I think what parties need to do now is to sit back. We believe that the most important thing is to have a stable government in place with compatible policies. They will include green policies as well. I think but as of now, the key focus has to be in dealing with public health measures, and we're all waiting with bated breath on what Tony Holohan is going to say next in terms of how we deal with the crisis. And this is a public health issue that has manifested and spilt over into being an economic crisis as well. We put measures through the Dáil yesterday with the emergency bill to deal with ensuring that people's livelihoods are maintained, to ensure that businesses can continue to stay in existence, so that when we do come out of this crisis, we can bounce back as quickly as possible. But to do that, in my view, I think it's critical that we have a stable government in place, which are compatible. And in the world we inhabit, to have a stable government, you must have the requisite numbers in place.
Katie Hannan, if the Greens aren't persuaded to go back into the mix, and Labour's new leader on balance decides that he won't be able to persuade the party to go with him into government, even if he were to, and I think that would be a big assumption. I mean, where do these numbers come from? I mean, I know you took us up to around about the 80, but you need more than that.
You need more than that, and particularly you need more than that if 8 of those 80 are independent deputies, because it would give unbelievable power to individual TDs then to throw a strop about just about anything, and they would hold the balance of the power in their own hands, one by one. So you would absolutely need some block to take you well into the 80s there. It's very, very difficult to see how it's going to be done. And even Sean, if they were persuade perhaps Labour or the Soc Dems or whoever on board, and they did persuade 10 independents on board, it is going to be a monumental sell for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to get this through their own parties, particularly, I think, because of how things have worked out now. Leo Varadkar looks likely, if there was going to be a rotating Taoiseach arrangement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it would now seem much more likely that Leo Varadkar would have to be left in situ for the first year or two as we get through this. And what would be in it for Micheál Martin then, and what would be in it for Fianna Fáil to take back to their party? So everywhere you look at this, but the only thing that will drive this forward, and it's what has concentrated minds this week, was that legal advice that Martin Fraser gave to the party leaders on Monday, which is that from next Monday, there is no Seanad, you cannot pass any more legislation. So this is a matter of huge concern that needs to be sorted.
Eoghan Brin, do you share the view that so far the government, in consultation with the opposition parties, have effectively done a good job on the coronavirus, or is it too early to say?
Well, for example, last week you had the Minister for Finance standing outside the Department of Finance with a former junior minister for the Department of Finance now representing the banking industry, telling people that they had secured a deal with the banks of a 3-month moratorium. We're getting lots of reports of people going to the banks, and either, yes, they're getting the moratorium, but it's costing them up to €2,000, which means banks are profiting on this pandemic, or in fact, they're not being offered moratoria at all. So I suppose my fear is this. There's a huge amount of cooperation going on, particularly at the front line in terms of health workers and care workers and public sector workers, supported by people in the private sector, etc. But I don't feel, and again, I used the example of the housing legislation yesterday, I don't feel like the Minister for Housing has invited in all of the opposition to say, let's put party politics to one side.
I know, you made that point up.
And let's deal with this. And if you take the impact of the failure of the insurance companies to respond, for example, to the taxi industry, the bankers, if you look at the whole failure to deal with the mounting debt burden that renters are going to have, there's a lot more cooperation required. Now, that can be done, and it can be done irrespective of what government formation talks are happening. But we need ministers, senior civil servants, and spokespeople from the different parties sitting down, working collaboratively, not us being briefed after the fact about what they're intending to do, okay. Because we wanted that emergency legislation to go through yesterday, and we were very facilitative, as I think all the rest of the opposition were. But like I say, there were gaps. There were gaps in the income supports, there were gaps in the rent elements of it, there were gaps in the planning aspects of it. We shouldn't be in that space. So while we still want to form the government that we want to form, we are open, we are ready, we are willing to sit down with all parties to deal with this emergency now as well.
Brenda Power, and I come back to you in a moment, Kieran O'Donnell, I'm hearing you there. I don't know if you realise your mic was open, but Brenda, do you think the, and I know you were quite critical a few minutes ago about the Greens and the way they have absented themselves so far, but I mean, do you think it's going to be acceptable for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to refuse, to continue refusing to deal with Sinn Féin?
I think, as Kieran said there, their mandate, they absolutely set in stone before this election that they would not do business with Sinn Féin. I know these are changed times and different times and imperatives have altered. I think, yes, I do. I think they can stick to that promise. I think they sort of have to. And again, I would say, you know, what they need to do then in the next instance is look towards those parties that they can work with, or towards those, you know, the independent, the rural independents, for instance, that they can work with, and hope that people do actually pull together and see a purpose in waiving their own objections or their own reservations, where they were not, I suppose, as set in stone as the main parties were with regard to Sinn Féin. Because, you know, I know there is a sense abroad, I think, that if we were to have this election now, which of course is not possible, that there might not be quite a groundswell of support for Sinn Féin, that change at that time, what we thought represented change or the change we required at that time, that definition has very much changed.
Okay. Kieran O'Donnell, are we expecting any other restrictions, by the way, to be announced in regard to curtailing the spread and the speed at which it's spreading of COVID-19?
That would be entirely a matter for Dr. Tony Holland, the Chief Medical Officer, and his team will be very much as a government guided by the recommendations they make.
Yeah, I see they've now announced prison visits will be cancelled in order to reduce the risk of spreading the virus.
I think, I suppose, the message that goes out, above anything else, this is a public health crisis. There are major, we'll say, negative aspects in terms of, we'll say, the impact on people's incomes. Hopefully that'll be temporarily. But we have to fight this. And if I could just make one reference, or made reference to the legislation going through yesterday. By definition of what's happened with this pandemic, legislation and measures had to go through with speed. We probably didn't reach perfection in everything. But Owen will acknowledge that yesterday, we'll say, we were both in the Dáil chamber. The minister, who was Damien English, stated that the ESRI are going to produce a report for the RTP around the whole area of rents. A lot of the measures that went through, it ensures that rents are frozen, people cannot be evicted. And I think there is very much in the spirit of cooperation from Taoiseach Rita Radacar and his team, who by common consensus are doing an excellent job and giving confidence, that we will be working with all the parties. And we're available to speak to any parties, obviously outside of Sinn Féin, in terms of government formation.
Right.
Sean, can I just say, we represent 24% of the electorate. It is not acceptable, particularly at a time of crisis, for any party to say, particularly in dealing with these emergency measures, that they will talk to any party but a party that represents a quarter of the electorate. And that's part of the problem. And the ESRI can produce all the reports they want. But for example, tens of thousands of renters are going to be left with a huge debt burden unless government sits down with the rest of the opposition and works out how to solve that problem. The same for the taxi industry, the same for small and medium-sized employers, the same for huge numbers of families. So let's put the politics of exclusion to one side. Let's work together in the national interest to fix this crisis.
There is no policy of exclusion. The offer is there. You'll have to, I suppose, state that.
Okay,
Damien English stated that the ESRI report is being produced. all those areas can be considered. And we are doing things in
real
time.
Okay, quick word from you, Katie Hannan. Are you expecting any further tightening of the measures to control COVID-19?
Well, I don't know if that report there, that the prison visits will be cancelled, is that all that emerged from this morning's public health emergency
that
team
and the
meeting?
Curtailment of transport, that emerged from the briefing
earlier, yeah, because I think a lot of people were expecting that there might be more specific recommendations in relation to workplaces like construction sites and places, but obviously they're holding off on that if that hasn't
yeah,
been
well, we don't know if that meeting
today.
Has ended yet, but in any event, look, my thanks to you all. Thank you for joining us remotely. Brenda Power, Katie Hannan and Kieran O'Donnell and to Owen O'Brien for coming to studio. Thank you indeed. Back now briefly to Shane Bergen. Shane, you said as a query an hour ago, it was?
Why do hand sanitizers make your hands feel cold?
And the answer is?
Well, they're made of alcohol, any good ones, and alcohol tends to evaporate very easily. So when it evaporates, it changes from a liquid to a gas and it uses the heat from your hands to make that process happen. So all the heat that is used to make the evaporate leaves your hands, and so your hands feel colder as a result.
Okay, well look, you're a mine of information. Until the next time, Shane Bergen, thank you. Just one headline, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus and is self-isolating. He says his symptoms are mild and he will continue to lead the government's response to the outbreak. That's our lot for today and for this week. The programme produced by the series producer Tara Campbell, research Niamh Lyons, broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins, on sound Pádraig Kearney, over to Ronan.